won't discuss whether Shachris and Halil are they two separate mitzvahs or they one mitzvah. Yeah, the pshat is, are you allowed to be mafsik, make a break between Shachris? Yeah, so you're in shul for Shachris, you daven Shachris, cross the shots, and then you've got that for something to sort out, so you can't immediately daven Halil, and you want to push off Halil till later. Yeah, is that a correct thing to do or not? And the shaila could be extended. So somebody was asked, he stayed up the whole Shavuos night, and from past experience, he worked out that he's got enough koyach to daven Shachris Kibosikin, but by the time he gets to Halil, he'll be dropping or drooping, and Hayoy says, Halil, Halil Sholem, you're mechuyav to say every single word, like Krishma. If you miss a word, then you're not Yoitza. So he wants to know, he'll daven Shachris Kibosikin, not him get gain Shlofen, and he'll get up later, and daven Nechveis, 8, 9 o'clock, he'll make the next minion for Halil, etc. So is it correct to make a hefsek between the two? So the emes is, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Rishonah, Hoiva lifnei ha-teiva b'yomtev shel Rosh Hashanah is Hasheni Maskia. That means by Musaf is when you blow. U'b'shas ha-halil harishoin makriyas ha-halil. So the Chayra from the Mishnah would be obvious that harishoin makriyas ha-halil, that the Baal Shachris is the one who's makriyas ha-halil. Is kibshutoi is Halil is part of Shachris. Okay, the Gemara says, my discussion, what's the difference between Tkiyah Shofar, why is that by Musaf, and why is Halil by Shachris? The Gemara comes out as Halil by Shachris because of Zrizin Magdim in the Mitzvahs. Okay, the Gemara discusses over there, by Musaf you got Baravam, by Shachris got Zrizin Magdim in the Mitzvahs, different shmuz when you pitch one against the other. So let's come clear. If, because of Zrizin Magdim in the Mitzvahs, does that tell us that therefore Halil is taken an integral part of Shachris? Or the pshat is, the first opportunity that you have to say Halil, you do. When's the first opportunity? After Shachris. Means, first you've got to say the tefillah of Todi, Shena Todi, Todi, Koidam, so maybe you got Krishma, which Menezer come first. And your first opportunity is straight after Shachris. Or but not to tell you that Halil is necessarily an integral part of Shachris, and you wouldn't allow to be mafsik between the two. Chumach Rashtikla Briska Diuk. You look in Rambam, in Hilchus Tfila, you don't find Halil mentioned at all. First Rambam speak about Hilchus Halil in Hilchus Chanukah. He doesn't mention it as part of Seder HaTfila whatsoever. So the Chayra from the Rambam, you could be Medayik, there's a separate mitzvah of Halil, not part of Tfila as such. Now on those days where Chazal were Kiveya, and you say Halil, you have to say Halil. Good, in Seder HaTfila, we put it into part of davening as following Shachris. If you take a look at the Rishonim Poskim in Tur and in the other Poskim in Avodram, the Taka flows on from Shachris. Or it's not necessarily Muchach from them, that Pshat is therefore it's part of Shachris. Pasha that Seder HaTfilah, that's how you conduct the order of davening. Okay, Lemaisa is the Ayayavitz, which the Bialocha brings down in short. He's speaking about eating before Halil. Are you allowed to eat before Halil? So the Yaiva's got the whole Shtikl Torah, and from him it seems to be that Al Zrizim Magdim in the Mitzvahs is Takat Tzad that makes it mamish part of Shachris itself. And the Bialocha quotes this, this Shuvas Yaiva's, and he says, Halil Shaykhil Tfilah Shachris, making part of Shachris, and therefore, just like you can't eat before Shachris, you can't eat before Halil either. Good, you've got the discussion over there. What's also Achila, Tima, whatever's also before Shachris will also be also before Halil. So the Yaivetz, he'll take a hold that Halil is mamish part of Shachris, and there's an Isser, the Chayra of eating, says clearly, and we can understand it perhaps that you also can't be mafsik between the two. The Masham, in his first Tshuva, has got a discussion with Aderes. Aderes seemed to have had a problem in his town, his area, that there weren't enough sets of Arbiminium to go around. So people congregated in one shul where there were the Arbiminium located. And it came out that people had to make different minyonim. Some people davened early, some people davened late. And Aderes is worried about a few things, that problems that arise because of this whole system. Yeah, some people davening too early, davening Shachris and Halil before Nets. I'm doing Luluv then as well. And some people daven Shachris and hanging around waiting for the Arba Minim because you have to shake Luluv before Halil. Yeah? So you wanted to suggest even perhaps maybe you should finish off davening Kriyas HaTorah and Musaf and then do Halil afterwards. He was bothered about the Hesek between the two. Adai's got a few problems with this. So his tshuva, his shaila, went to the Masham. And the Masham discusses a number of points that the Aderis brings up. And he says, Ichaba Tesefta. In Tesefta state, in Menachos, the following words. This is the way the Masham quotes his Tesefta. And he says that Tesefta state, Halel utfila ma'akvim ze'ezeh. So the Masham, well, these words are staring you in the face. Halel utfila ma'akvim ze'ezeh is the two go together. That means I'm not even yoitza. My tefillah shachris, unless I've said halim, right? One is makiv the other. So avada and avada, you can't make a hesed between the two. And therefore he says avada, you can't push in other things. I can't push in kriyas HaTorah and musaf before halil because I'm in the middle of doing mitzvah number one, which is shachris together with halil, right? So one is makiv the other, the two must go hand in hand. Therefore, no allowance to be able to push in even other mitzvahs. Yeah? And in Das Torah, the Masham also wrote it like a Mishabura and on Shulchan Aruch, he writes over there quite clearly, it's also to be mafsik between Shachris and Halel, unless it is Letzairach Tfilah or Letzairach Esrik. Yeah, so the Shtikl Hefzik takes place between for those who wait until before Halel to do Natilas Lulav, so that the Shtikl Hefzik after Tzairach Mitzvah. But otherwise, you're not allowed to be mafsik between the two. Then this is interesting, in Mishabura, he says over here, the Gabba Kaddish discover that comes after Shachris. So we know that you say Kaddish only after Halil. So the Mishabura of Havos. The Chol Yom Shesh B'Musaf Oymer Kaddish discover Achar Halil. The Hu Siyuma the Tfilas Shachris. So I say, the Fida Yaivitz, the Fida Masham, and the Chayla the Fida Mishabura in two places because it says this idea of Hu Siyuma Tfilas Shachris, and he also quotes the Yaivitz himself. So L'chayra, they would all hold that the two are bound up together, right? The Koshul Zebzeh, the Meshach Shaykh Allah Dodi, and therefore, number one, anything you can't do before Shachris, you wouldn't allow to do before Halel, and to make a hefzik between the two would be incorrect, and also, the person in Chayis has some important job to sort out. If it's such a thing that he wouldn't allow to do before Shachris, he wouldn't be allowed to do it before Halel. Mitzad Sheini, Sidor, in Ramesh Feinstein, he asks a major kasha on the shita of the Masham. And he says, if you go with the way the Masham understood this Tesefta, as Halil Tfilah, Ma'akvim Zeh, and the two go hand in hand, he says, you got posh the kasha. You're telling me, Azoy, a fellow daven Shachris, and for some reason, didn't say Halil straight afterwards. So that's it, finished. He went through the whole day. Went to work, wherever it is, and at tomorrow afternoon at 9:30, the Pink Father Shkia at the Mansuch, I didn't say Halil. So you're telling me, don't bother saying Halil now, because Shachris is done off with 12 hours ago, in Chol HaPochus, maybe even more, and now don't say Halil. He says, Vos haste. Tfilas HaShachar Tacha Ad Dalet Shoyz, Oba Halil Zmano Kol Hayoim. Doch Poshet, if a person didn't say Halil, for every reason it might be, he didn't say Halil there and then, right after Shachris, Avada Zmano Kol Hayoim, he's Mukhut to say it, up until at least Shkia, maybe even, as Sema says, maybe even till Nacht, Kedechsan, possibly even with the Brocha. But definitely till Shkia, right, till Benash Moshe, whatever Benash Moshe is. Yeah? She says, Oy Bazoi, he can't accept this Psak of the Masham, that the two go hand in hand, Azoya Avait as Ma'akvim Zeze. In Tshuva's Mishnah Sochet, this is from the Pishtian Rav, he asks another kasha, similar idea. He says, Azoy, Noshim Pashtes on Mechuyev Bitfila. Yeah, Azoy, come to us in Ala Poskin. Mitzat Sheini, they're not Mechuyev in Halil. There's a whole debate about it. Right, it comes out that they're not necessarily mechuyev halal rosh chodesh pashtus not because the shvach halal it's only a minuk. Others even discuss it could even be halal of yom tov zman geroma. Right, chayes chanukah. Not a discussion because pesuminitza maybe slightly different. But kol panim, definitely halal of rosh chodesh. They're not mechuyev. Tainetah, that if the two go together, azoy vizdenu mechuyev in shachris.
is automatically there should be mechuyev in Halel. And he says, the Meister is nicht azoy. Of course, he wants to handle, maybe he says, forget, actually, tafka, those are mechuyev not. The Goshti Gotayra, the Meister, come twice, the Loikum Masham. Two major kashas, the Chayra, on the Masham. Maybe them, they both attack the Masham with his Havana in the Tesefta. Why? Because the true Girsa in the Tesefta is the following. Halel v'shevach utfila ma'akvois zu ezu. This time, according to the Masham, what's its shevach? Halel could be Halel, right? Yeah, tomorrow's Halel. Tfila shmun esra, okay, call it shachris. But what's shevach? He comes around shevach though. Right, which shevach are you talking about? Yeah. So the Maisa, kamach reinim, learn that pshat in the Tesefta, it's not pshat halel fun halel. Where did halel fun Chanukah, halel fun Rosh Chodesh, halel fun Yom Tov, and shachris om akvi zuzu? It doesn't mean that. the Chazon Yecheskel, the Ois Sameach, the Chassid Ovid, and one of the Mefarshim, I've got the name now, all learned that this is poshut adin in Hilchas Tefillah. Tefillah is made up. Shemesh is made up of three parts. You have Elayim Sada Odom Shvachai, Tanach Baruch Hu, then you Mispalel, and then you have Haidah. So the first few brachas are Shvachim. The middle brachas are the brachas emtsiyah, it says bakoshes, and the end of Shmuel Esra is moedim. Right? So zogun zayala halel v'shevach utfilam akvay zuezu. To make up a proper yotzayin of Shmuel Esra, you need these three integral parts, but nothing to do with halel, as in halel. Why is halel called haydah? Because halel hagodol starts off with the words haydu l'Hashem kitoif. So Melon Moidim is the Halil. Yeah? Why do they say Halil first? The Chayyid Seder should be Shabbat Tfilah b'Halil. So Dan Abramsky says, Gevaltig, he says, even the one bracha of Moidim is also Ma'akev. As I asked 18 brachas, and you just miss one of them, Halil, the Hainu, Moidim, so he says, that's why the Tsefta says this at the beginning. Andras Og, the Michas Bikuri wants to say, Halil, Shabbat, Tfilah does not mean each one is Ma'akev the other. Each one in itself has its own ikuv. The Shtelon Su, Andras Shtelon Su, Toys Vodot in Rosh Hashanah, Tfilah Subrachas, Ma'akev Zuzu, it means, sorry, Tekiyas Subrachas, Ma'akev Zuzu, it doesn't mean Tekiyas or Ma'akev the Brachas and Brachas Ma'akev the Tekiyas. I need to know all the Brachas of Malchus Zichron Shoifreis, and there's the Ma'akev in itself. And Tekiyas is the same thing, the Ma'akev in itself, not one is Ma'akev the other. So Michas Bikuri learns, that Halel means Ichmuzogun ganz Halel, nicht halbe Halel, and the Biskrav also in the same pshat. Tfilah means Ichmuzogun alle Yudches brachas of Shmuel Esra, and Shevach Michas Mekuri wants to learn refers to Smichas Gula Litfilah. So according to all these pshatim, Faltavek, the whole pshat of the Masham, as the Tesefta is actually come to tell us that Halel Tfilah Ma'akvi Zuazu. So the Chayra, you got over here, Machreikus Achreinim. Yeah, you got on the one hand, the Masham and the Yaivets, who seem to say that the Mamrish go together, the Chayra the Mishbura, Halt, Oichazai. Yeah, quotes the Yaivets, says it's human, the Tfilas, Shachris is with Halel. With Tachshaini, you've got the Igros Moshe, with the Mishnah Sochir, and you got these other Mefarshim who all learn a totally different Pshat into Sefta, and according to them, Abada, there's no Raya whatsoever from the Tesefta to support this idea of the two hand in hand. So it is many months ago, it was the middle of the winter, happened to be Rosh Chodesh Teves, I had the following Shaila. Personal Shaila, also then, I had an appointment at 9 o'clock, about half an hour's drive away. Next Berech was 8:30. Okay? So I didn't know what to do. It was Rosh Chodesh Teves, you got Gans Halil, okay, alright, could make it easy, could make it harder, and I paskened for myself the following. Yeah? Fire nets, you can daven, b'shas hadchak l'chadchila. But all of the mitzvahs, which are day mitzvahs, mila, lulav, shofar, halel, shaitan mishnah, ishtetach, the mitzvah is achra netzachama, but the evet, if you did it, koidama netzachama, you are yoitza. Or but there's choluk, you say dinam from shachris. Shachris, if that is, yirucha im shomesh, that's the best time to do it, right? If you have really no major excuse to daven early, you shouldn't daven early, okay? But if shas adachak, lechatchili, you can daven shachris before honetzachama. Oba, Meicha Teisa, the other mitzvahs are yoyim. The Pharisee and Rosh has to make a bris. Yeah, he's got to be at work at 8:30. And next is only at 8:20. Right? I think everybody will, right, say, call his boss. I'm sorry, I'm going to be delayed today. I've got a bris to do and I can't do it before 8:20. Agreed. Right? So all of the mitzvahs and mitzvahs are yoyim, you're going to wait until after Netzachama to do it. So Lechayra Huad in Halil goes into the same category. And Noch Tetsu, Dr. Masham, and Apesh Pesach says the same thing. And he backs up the Masham with this. And he says, the Gemara brings Pesukim for the mitzvahs Hayoim. And concerning Halel, the Gemara brings two Pesukim. Number one, so I think it's Yaakov or whoever it is, the name over there. Zeh Hayoim Osa Hashem Nogilav Nismecho Boy. One Pesuk. And Stomo the Gemara state, Mimizrach Hashemesh Ad Mevoyoy. So as far as Yoim goes, is Yoim can go from Amad Ashach all the way to Nacht. Or Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy, does it not before Nefs. When you get to the Shalif Naderas, Halel, not to say before or Netzachama, more possibly even more than other mitzvahs, he throws in Shasat Hakemiye. Okay? Obelemaisa, Kshulatzmoy, now Netzachama is your earliest opportunity to be able to say Halel on any given day in the year. So, Oz, at that time, I pass into myself, I go down my Shachris, it's 7 o'clock, and you finish Shachris, knock in the middle of the night, okay, right, long before Netz, go to the poem, and you can come to MH Chveis 10 o'clock, no problem whatsoever, I'll have a minion for Halel, Chveis HaTorah, and Musaf, no problem whatsoever, and that is what I did. Be'ikah, Tomachti Sidoisai, on Amhoga of my Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, Rebbe Aleichem Soloveitchik, he had a minion in his house for every halal, the ikah for halal for shchodesh, because major machlokes in the poskim whether you can say halal bedilug, whether you can say bechidus or not, dafka betzibur. So he had a minion in his house, 11 o'clock on a shchodesh morning, and about the oil for yeshiva went to make sure that he had a minion. Now the oil for yeshiva, Adam and Shachar is already by 9 o'clock. Say this off 9 o'clock. Ebbes gegessen, right? The gang learn in 2 hours, and then he went up to the Rebbe's house at 11 o'clock. So, I'll go tell Daniel Fernandez, Azicha. What the Rishiv himself did, I don't know. I was never in the house before then to know whether he just finished up at that moment, I doubt it. By 11 o'clock, it was probably a long thing. Azicha made a hesuk between the two. So then, I passed it for myself, at Tmachi Sidoisai, on his and Hoga, and I can obtain the two from each other. Okay? Somebody said to me, what do you mean? Shachas had to go together. So I thought, I'll go to the Indian. Right? So now I gave opportunity, Simcha, to deliver my words. Alright? It's Lechaira Azoi. Lefi Taka the Masham and the Yaivas, maybe Taka was wrong. Right? Maybe that was my Rishivan's raya that you can divide the two, one from the other, and you can make a hefsek between the two. And Bifrat, as by concerning Halel, by the do before Netzachama, might have been no good whatsoever. Right? And I got a raya also, just very quickly, finish off, from a Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav zok kmat klore vetter, and the two don't go together. His first of all, mitzvah amuvcha lekroisei matzibur miyad achat vez shachris. Why? Not because shachris and halal go together. Kadeshayana imoin hoidu v'ono acharashatz. That's the whole reason. In order to be able to answer hoidu and honor together with the shliat tzibur, so maybe that's why you should say, they say lekroisei matzibur miyad achat vez shachris. More than that, he has a discussion concerning based over the Shogadacht. So the minig is that the Avelim don't say Halal Rishchodesh, the other Halal Rishchayla. He says Azoy. All those people who mishtatif in the minim with Ovel, Yesh lechol echod mehem loymar achakach kishabol leveisoy. He should say Halal when he comes home. These words: Shem mitzvas Halal he kol hayoyim ve'ein mekoymoy kavua miyad achat filas yudches. Doesn't say belongs to yudches. Shafil koydim at filasor lechkroisoy. Right? So if Azoi, Lefi Kol Hana Poskim, and also Benoistov to the fact that maybe you shouldn't say Halal before Netzachama, I think I was right with Paskin for myself the way I did. And I get Chodesh.